Savitri, Book 6, The Book of Fate, Canto 2, The Way of Fate and the Problem of Pain, pages 439 to 440. This is the ransom of our high estate, the sign and stamp of our humanity. A grisly company of maladies come, licensed lodgers into man's bodily house, purveyors of death and torturers of life. In the malignant hollows of the world, in its subconscient cavern passages, ambushed they lie, waiting their hour to leap, surrounding with danger the sieged city of life, admitted into the citadel of man's days, they mine his force and maim or suddenly kill. Ourselves within us lethal forces nurse. We make of our own enemies our guests. Out of their holes like bees they creep and gnaw the chords of the divine musician's lyre till frayed and thin the music dies away or crashing snaps with a last tragic note. All that we are is like a fort beset. All that we strive to be alters like a dream in the grey sleep of matter's ignorance. Mind suffers, lamed by the world's disharmony and the unloveliness of human things. A treasure misspent or cheaply, fruitlessly sold in the bazaar of a blind destiny, a gift of priceless value from time's gods, lost or mislaid in an uncaring world. Life is a marvel missed, an art gone dry, a seeker in a dark and obscure place, an ill-armed warrior facing dreadful odds, an imperfect worker given a baffling task, an ignorant judge of problems, ignorance made. Its heavenward flights reach closed and keyless gates, its glorious outbursts peter out in mire. On nature's gifts to man a curse was laid. All walks in armed by its own opposites. Error is the comrade of our mortal thought, and falsehood lurks in the deep bosom of truth. Sin poisons with its vivid flowers of joy, or leaves a red scar burnt across the soul. Virtue is a grey bondage and a jail. At every step is laid for us a snare. Alien to reason and the spirit's light, our fount of action from a darkness wells. In ignorance and nescience are our roots. A growing register of calamities is the past account, the future's book of fate. The centuries pile man's follies and man's crimes upon the countless crowd of nature's ills. As if the world's stone load was not enough, a crop of miseries obstinately is sown by his own hand in the furrows of the gods, the vast increasing tragic harvest reaped from old misdeeds buried by oblivious time. He walks by his own choice into hell's trap. This mortal creature is his own worst foe. His science is an artificer of doom. He ransacks earth for means to harm his kind. He slays his happiness and others' good. Nothing has he learned from time and its history, even as of old in the raw youth of time, when earth ignorant ran on the highways of fate, old forms of evil cling to the world's soul, war making not the sweet smiling calm of life. Battle and rapine, ruin and massacre are still the fierce pastimes of man's warring tribes. An idiot hour destroys what centuries made. His wanton rage or frenzied hate lays low the beauty and greatness by his genius wrought and the mighty output of a nation's toil.